strange.
That got claws. It looks like a lobster, but it's smaller.
That's strange. Oh, crawfish.
And sometimes you go to a restaurant and you'll get
fried.
Is that one of the crawfish?
Or if it's a...
It's a sea animal.
A sea animal.
Not so big, and it curled.
Oyster. You said crab a while ago, didn't you? I don't know.
I'm thinking of a shrimp.
You ever? Oh, shrimp, yeah.
Okay.
And shrimp boats are coming.
Something that flies around light bulbs at night on a porch.
Flies around.
And they eat wool.
Oh, moths.
Okay, and if you only got one,
it would be a moth.
And bugs that light up.
Oh, lightning bug.
And they're long. And then this is another bug. It's long. That hovers around damp places.
Mosquito?
Bigger than a mosquito.
Bigger than a mosquito.
And very shiny body of a fly.
And hover around damp places.
Like a dragonfly. You ever heard any other different terms for those?
Oh, we used to call them snake feeders.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of stinging insects do you have?
Here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's the honeybee and the bumblebee and the wasp and the yellow jacket and sweat bee.
Hornet.
Oh, yeah, we have hornets too. I forgot.
Okay.
You don't see too many hornets, though.
How the little animals that like to burrow in, like where you got elastic around when you're going out at night, and they just really very, not painful, but they itch a lot.
Well,
they like to burrow in your skin and always wear
it. Not mosquitoes, but you're thinking about chiggers.
Right, right, okay.
How come you think of that yesterday afternoon, that man... You know, that escapee from Brushy Mountain showed his picture, and he said that the officers beat him quite a bit. And then there were a lot of little patches all over his back there, and he said that they were chigger bites where he went through the woods.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you call an animal that hops around? It's a bug.
A bug.
Green or brown. In the grass.
Oh, grasshopper.
Okay. And in a small stream, you usually find small fish. They're not edible, but they're...
Minnows.
Okay. And
under trees,
you find a quite extensive system for the tree to get water. You go deep into the ground so the tree can get water. And when you pull a tree up, they always are...
They're starting to help.
They hold the tree to the ground.
Well, the roots?
Right, okay. And when a spider knits a what?
A web.
Okay, so you would call the whole thing a...
Spider web.
Okay. And what are the kind of trees that you tap for syrup? Are there any trees?
Maple. Okay.
And
there aren't too many right through.